What does the Bible say about wisdom? We'll finish this study tonight. You know, wisdom, the Bible teaches us that it is God who is wise. Wisdom is God. Boy, I'm telling you what, now that's a pair of glasses. Man, I wish I'd have had a pair of them when I was possum hunting. Woo! Yeah. Wisdom is when you're like God. The Bible teaches us that God is wisdom, and there is no wisdom that is in conflict with God. I want you to understand that. There is no wisdom that is in conflict with God. If you choose a way or do something that is not godly, that is not in harmony with God, that's not wise. Are you following me? Wisdom is when we are like God. So that means that when someone gives you some wise advice, that means they gave you advice that would be in harmony with Scripture. Are you following me? If somebody gives you any advice that in any way, fashion, form contradicts Scripture, that was not wise advice. So wisdom then means that when we have an ability to discern from God's perspective, that's wisdom. Wisdom is seeing life. It's seeing things around you from a godly perspective on it, from a biblical perspective. That's wisdom. Wisdom is not knowledge. It's having God's viewpoint on things. That's wisdom. There's a lot of difference between knowledge and wisdom. It's like there's a lot of difference between unity and union. You can have a lot of union without unity. You can tie two tomcats' tails together, throw them over a clothesline, and you've got a lot of union, but there's not any unity. So, wisdom means that from a biblical perspective, it means that we view things the way God views things. That's wisdom. So I want us to look at that tonight. By the way, Laurie, you have some guests tonight. Why don't you introduce your guest? Amen. They're down for the week. Always great to see you folks. So glad to see y'all back again. Amen. So what are the actions of a wise man? We gave you 17 actions or characteristics, things that people that are wise do. Pointed out 17. All of these, and we decided for this study, since the book of Proverbs is really about wisdom, that we would just stay in Proverbs. There are many, many verses. And normally, for a Wednesday night study, by design, I like to jump around a lot. I like to make you use your Bible. I like you to have to find the books and look up the verses. That's part of the study, is to get you used to finding these books. But for this study, I decided to just stay in Proverbs and just look at it from the book of Proverbs viewpoint. But I gave you 17 attributes or actions or principles of a wise man. 17 things that people who have wisdom do, such as listening and being correctable and preparing and all the things that we listed in those 17 things. Then last week we looked at what are the benefits of wisdom. What does it do for you? You know, if you're you know, so dumb that you don't know how to get into the rain, out of the rain, you know what that does for you. But what is it? How does it benefit you to be wise? How does it benefit you if you do things the way God would have you do it? Because that's what wisdom is. Amen? Wisdom is viewing it from God's perspective. So if we do things the godly way, how does it benefit us? And we last week mentioned wisdom brings peace, joy, and happiness to the home. And we looked at a number of scriptures from Proverbs that talks about how that a wise person, the benefits it's going to bring into your home life. So many homes are unhappy. So many homes are struggling. And, you know, I've done a lot of marriage counseling over the years. And there's never been a case where the marriage suffered because they did it God's way. It's always because in some way or form we didn't quite do it the way God would have us to do it. So wisdom is it brings peace and joy and happiness to the home. Secondly, wisdom brings God's favor on your life. You want God to favor your life. You want Him to bless your endeavors. No matter what you're doing, you want God to bless it, because that's what makes it work. We need God's blessing on our life choices, our life activities, the actions, the things that we choose. And if you think that you can go it alone, then at some point you're going to realize the folly of your endeavors. It works when God blesses it. You don't want God against you. You don't want God cursing your life choices. And yet the Bible tells us very, very clearly that you can do things and have God's blessing on it, or you can do things and have God's curses on it. You know, the whole principle behind tithing is, do you believe that 90% will actually go farther when you count up the whole process? Will 90% actually go farther with God's blessing on it than 100% will go if God's working against you on it? And I think there are many people in this room can testify, both from Bible teaching and from life practice, that if you'll get God's blessing on it, 90% is a whole bunch better with God working with you. So that's what wisdom is. Wisdom recognizes, sure, I can shortcut the system. I can find ways around it. And there are many voices in the land. There's a lot of pseudo-counseling out there, even some under the banner of Bible teaching, that can tell you that ways that you can do your own thing, even though Scripture says don't do it this way. You can go it another way. But wisdom says, no, I believe I'm going to stick with God. I believe in my heart of heart, I really do believe that you'll come out ahead if you'll just do it God's way. That's wisdom. So tonight, let's begin there. Notice, turn to Proverbs chapter 3, talking about the benefits of wisdom. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, look at verse 16. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Now, notice that the Bible teaches from this we learn, number 3, that wisdom brings a longer and a better life. Now, there is a mysterious connection here, the Bible says, between wisdom and the longevity of life. Now, understand something about Proverbs. Proverbs give us strong statements, or they give us general principles that are generally true, but not always. And the reason why they're not always true is because there's more things that comes to bear on it sometimes, besides just the area that we're speaking of. You can be wise in many areas, but be foolish in another area and bring a lot of pain into your life, can't you? You can be wise. You see, the Bible teaches us that our life is impacted not only by our life decisions, our life's impacted by other people's decisions. Always understand and realize this. God's perfect will is not being carried out on earth. We live in a world that is not perfect because the world is not using wisdom. And because we live here, it affects our life. You know, to put an oil well down and then not have thought through the process, what are we going to do if it ever messes up? Probably wasn't real wise. You know, just to figure out that we've got enough technology to figure out how to put it down there, then maybe we ought to figure out the technology how to repair it instead of kind of working on it as we go. But you and I didn't have anything to do with that process. But we're affected by it. It affects our environment. It may affect us economically. It may affect us for years or maybe generations to come. So when the Bible gives you a proverb, this is generally so. But other things can impact that proverb and cause it not to apply the way that it normally says. The Bible is teaching us that if you will be wise, it will have an effect on the longevity of your life. How many people, because they've been very foolish, have shortened their life? How many people, because they've been foolish, have made themselves miserable in their life? I mean, can you see that the wiser you are, the more you do things in harmony with God, the better your chance is of having a happy, a long, a fulfilled life? I mean, you can see that. You see that? So the principle here is a general principle. But yeah, you can find exceptions. And so it's not intended to be a hard, fast rule. And so keep that always in mind as you study Proverbs. They are general principles, and most of the time, they are exactly correct, but not always, because there are sometimes exceptions, something that can impact it, something that can some way alter it. Sometimes sin intervenes. Amen? And so the Bible tells us that wisdom brings a longer and a better life. If you will live in harmony with God, as opposed to disregarding His principles, you're going to have a longer life. You're going to have a better life. That just makes good sense, doesn't it? So what are the benefits of wisdom? Well, for one thing, it's going to give you a longer and better life. How about that? You know, when you're young, it's kind of like interest that you pay. And sometimes they'll say, well, just tack it on the end of the loan. Well, okay, then you don't feel any pain right now. And, you know, you can go out. It's like when you got your first credit card. Man, you were so excited. You got credit. Here's plastic, and it's got your name on it. And you couldn't wait to find out, does this really work? You know, and you went down and you got something, maybe you went to Walmart and you got something for $3.65. Here, just use this. And went it through and you kind of halfway expect them to say it back. Now, this won't work. But it went right through. The little green light came on. They told you okay. And you said, man, that was good. And then, boy, you went out that night and you put everything on that plastic, and man, it just worked great. And boy, the next day, and so you know where this is headed. Then the bill comes in, and so you know that's kind of the way it is with life. We feel like that we can just live any old way we want to because you don't immediately see the results of it, you think you're getting by. But wisdom says no. There's going to be a bill in the mail one of these days. I better use a little self-restraint now because I know that bill's coming. I better use a little wisdom in my buying choices because I'm going to get a bill for it. Well, that's true in your life choices. There needs to be some wisdom in the way you live. And when you decide to just throw Scripture teaching out, I know that, I've been taught that, I know what the Bible says, but I just want to have some fun. Now you're not being wise. Now you're not being wise. You know, there's a lot of fun you can have with God's blessing on it, and God will enjoy it right along with you. But if you can't enjoy it with God, then that's not wise, because that's not really fun. Because that's going to carry a paycheck for one of these days. See what we're saying? Wisdom brings a longer and a better life. Look also in verse 16 and notice, number 4, that wisdom brings riches and honor. It says here, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. So he says here that wisdom, number 4, from this we learn right down, number 4, wisdom brings riches and honor. By working in harmony with God, things are going to work in your favor. You know, there are people who believe the way to get ahead is lady luck. They feel like that's the way they're going to survive. They're going to get ahead. Lady luck. They're going to go to Reno or Las Vegas or someplace, and they're going to make it big. And they're going to do it by worshiping at the altar of lady luck. Now the Bible says that the way that God intends for us to advance is by labor. By working and by being in control of ourselves and making good choices and making good decisions and day after day and sowing good seeds and reaping good seeds. And God says, I'll promote you and I'll advance you. That's the way that God says is the wise way to get ahead. There's a lot of people that a lot of money has come through those hands. Easy come and easy go. That's not very wise. So the Bible says that wisdom will bring you riches if you'll just do it God's way. If you'll be willing to get out and work hard for what you're doing. Give an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Realize that when you go to work, that employer, realize that you need to treat him the way that you would want to be treated. Realize that you're a Christian everywhere you go, and because you're a Christian, there's a little different standard for you. You're to act a little better, work a little harder, be a little more responsible. And you know what? When you do that, the Bible teaches us there is a natural reaping that comes from that. You benefit from it. That riches will come and honor will come. You take somebody that's honest and truthful and does what they say they'll do and shows up and doesn't call in sick every day while they're going fishing. Huh? I mean, you see it. You see it. When you do that, there is an honor that goes with that. Now, again, are there exceptions, preacher? I've worked my head off, and I've been honest, and I've showed up, and that lying guy next to me got the promotion. Yeah, sin intervenes sometimes. But you see, there is a conviction that if you will be wise and do it God's way consistently, and I want to get to that in a minute. The Bible says there is a natural sowing and reaping that you one day reap. The Bible says that if we will sow and not faint. What does faint mean? Give up? Quit? Well, I tried that. I'm telling you. I mean, I went in there and I worked hard. And I showed up. I even got early. I got there early. And what good did it do me? So I'm fooling you. I'm not doing that with you. And you're not very wise. Because you're quitting. But the Bible says in due time, you will reap if you just won't faint. Wisdom said, Bible says that. So I'm going to believe it. That's wisdom. So wisdom brings riches and honor. Riches brings a longer and better life. Look at chapter 4. What are the benefits of wisdom? What good does it do me to follow God's wisdom? What good is it? Well, we're giving you some things that are for you. Wisdom will bring will make your home a lot happier, a lot safer. Wisdom will bring God's favor on your life instead of God's chastisement. And wisdom will bring a longer and better life. And wisdom will bring riches and honor if you'll just trust Him and do it His way. But look at Proverbs chapter 4, look at verse 6. It says, "Forsake her not," speaking of wisdom, "and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Now from this we learn that number 5, wisdom brings protection. You see, wisdom is a lifestyle. Wisdom is it's a habit of life. Wisdom is not an occasional step. It's not where you do 10 things that's dumb and one thing that's wise. It's not where you try to live by the Bible and try to obey God for 6 months and then spend 18 months going right opposite it. Wisdom is habitual. Are you following me? Wisdom is doing it God's way all the time. Doesn't mean come to church 3 weeks in a row and now you feel like you've built up some personal days. So you can stay home from church and you can not tithe it'll probably cover 5 or 6 cuss words. You've built up a little extra here. That's not wisdom. That's very, very unwise. You know, God doesn't grade on a curve. Amen? Wisdom means that everything God says, He means it. And everything that God says, He says it for us. He's not trying to do something to us. He's not in a contest somewhere trying. This is for you. You're His children. And He's trying to help you have a good life. And so He gives you an owner's manual that you can take so you can know how to get the most out of your life by staying in harmony with the manual. Wisdom says, I believe that. I know that's true. Even when I find myself not wanting to do right, I can always straighten myself up by just looking at myself in the mirror and say, you're going to do what the Bible says, whether you want to or not. That's wisdom. And don't we all have to do that? I do. I'll find myself and I just wish I could take a shortcut here. And then I'll catch myself and I'll say, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. That's not the right way. My wife and I, we went into a store yesterday, and she said, "Honey, I'm about to die. I need something to drink." And it was in a dollar store or something other. They had a little machine over there, and you can go over and you can get a drink out. I went over and got her a Diet Coke out of there and opened it up, and she drank on that while she went ahead and did the shopping. When she got ready to the shopping, I took all the stuff, put it out on the cart. The lady tapped it all in. Well, I hadn't even thought about that Coke again. That's not crossed my mind. Well, she's still over shopping while I'm paying for it. You know how that works. That's the only reason why she carries me along with her. And we got out of there, and we're trying to get somewhere. And I'm one of those men, you know, that I'm a project person. My next project now, when we got out of there, is to go here. So I'm focused on going here. I'm trying to get us here and on time. And so she gets going. She said, "Where's my Coke?" "What Coke?" I mean, I done turned around. It's erased my mind. I don't even think about a Coke. She said, "Honey, I had a Coke in there." I said, "Dear, I don't know." She said, "Well, did you sure it's not in the bag?" I said, "No, it's not in the bag. I never, once I gave it to you, and then it hadn't crossed my mind again." She said, "Well, do you think we paid for it?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." She said, "Well," she said, "it's not in the bags. You know it's not in the bag." And I said, "No." She said, well, then, dear, I took a Coke. And by now, I'm up the road. I'm going. I got my mind on the next project. She said, if it's not in the bag, that means we did not pay for that Coke. Now, I'm fessing my sins now in front of all of you. So all of you Pharisees can go out of here and say, well, that preacher. I'm trying to get to where I'm going. I'm down the road. It's just a Coke. We gave them business. I said, I don't know. She said, well, honey. She said, we're going to have to turn around. Because she said, you know, if you didn't pay for it, I drunk out of that Coke and said, I didn't pay for that Coke. I said, okay, all right. Turn around, went back. I go there to the lady. I said, did you see a Coke here? No. Was there a Coke left in the deal? No. I said, well, I got my wife a Coke, and I said, we don't know where it's at. We're assuming that we didn't pay for it. She said, I don't know. And I said, well, I think we need to pay for it. She said, well, I don't have one here. I said, well, all right, I'll go over and get one out, and you run it through it, and I'll pay you for it, and I'll put it back in there. I said, evidently we got a Coke. She said, well, whatever. So I went over and got the Coke. She ran it through it. I paid her for it, put it back in the machine, and we left. Now, you know, the point of it is that if you believe that doing the right thing pays dividends in the end, it's worth going back and doing it for, isn't it? And we all have to remind ourselves of that. I'm going down the road. I'm bent on getting where I'm going. I don't want to turn around and go back. I don't care about the $1.30 or whatever the Coke costs. But what I do care about is getting where I'm trying to get and the time I'm going. But sometimes you've got to stop what you're doing just to be sure you do what is the right thing. Amen? So the principle here is that wisdom brings protection because it's a lifestyle. You know what? If you will live according to the Bible, you're never going to get put in prison for robbing a bank. Amen? You know what? If you will live according to the Bible, you're not going to become an alcoholic. You never will. You'll never be a dope addict if you'll just live according to the Bible. If you live according to the Bible here, there's never going to be adultery. You're never going to commit adultery on your mate if you live according to the Bible. So can you see from this that wisdom brings protection? How many of you see that? It's going to protect you. If you will devote yourself now to acquiring wisdom, how do you get it? Where do you acquire wisdom from? Where does it come from? The Bible. The Bible says the only one source is God. It says you ask God from above. And so prayer is tuning yourself to be in harmony with God. So the Bible says, if any lack wisdom, let him ask it of God. And so it means to tune yourself with God. And so when we read our Bible and pray and come to church and listen and study, we are acquiring wisdom. And what does wisdom do? Wisdom is going to protect you. It'll protect your life. It'll protect your marriage. It'll protect your home. Amen. What are the benefits of wisdom? Number five, wisdom brings protection. Turn to chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. Look at verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. What does that mean? Doing it your way. You know, we kind of honor that, don't we? I mean, don't we kind of, you know, we see this guy. That's a theme of a lot of movies, and that's a guy's guy. He's a man's man. I mean, he doesn't listen to nobody. He doesn't give counsel to anybody. He doesn't take counsel from anybody. He's his own man. I mean, he's out there. He's sort of opposite of everybody else. He doesn't need anybody else. He's self-reliant. He's a self-made man. Boy, I mean, that guy, that's sharp. You know, that is right the opposite of what God says you ought to be. You know, Being self-reliant is the same as feeling like that you don't need God. You can handle it yourself. And the Bible says, you know what? That's the thinking of a fool. That's very, very foolish. And if you're that way, if you're bent on being that way, get ready to cry a lot of tears. Because you're going to bring a lot of pain on you and the people you love. The Bible teaches us that wisdom brings deliverance. It's right the opposite of a person that is self-reliant and self-made. He tells us here, he says, he that trusteth in his own heart. Why? Because the Bible tells us that in the heart of man is every wicked and deceitful thing there is. Boy, your heart can convince you of every device you want is okay. Your heart can justify anything you want to do. Your heart can say, my situation's different. I know what the preacher is saying is right for most folks, but my situation's different. Yeah, your heart's telling you that. And the heart is wicked and deceitful. And no man really knows what's in his heart. The Bible teaches us that it's out of the heart of man comes every wicked thing. So the Scripture teaches us that to be careful about trusting in your own heart. That's why the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. When you allow people to be in your life that you grant to them, you almost allow them to be a parent to you. You grant them the right to say, you ain't going there. I want you to know I'm 3 times 21. I can do what you want. You just think you can. You ain't going. You're a smart person. You've got some wisdom if you will allow certain people to have that kind of activity in your life. There need to be people that you know that love you but are wise enough to tell you don't do that. Don't do that. You need to allow some people to be close enough to you that they can get in your face and make you mad. The Bible says that you're far better off to have the wounds from a faithful friend than the stroking that comes from that person that'll tell you what you want. Amen? And if you're wise, you will surround yourself with some people that won't just parrot back to you what you want to hear. But they'll look you right in the eyes and tell you you're out of your ever-loving mind. You're an idiot. Amen? We need to hear that. And so wisdom will bring deliverance. It'll deliver you from a ton of mistakes. It'll deliver you from a lot of things that you can't imagine coming because you allowed people to tell you what you didn't want to hear. You didn't trust your heart on it. You didn't go with what your heart says. And then turn to verse 14, Proverbs chapter 24. Wisdom brings deliverance. And then number 7, Proverbs chapter 24. Are you with me tonight? Proverbs chapter 24, look at verse 14. It says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Notice, from this we learn, number 7, wisdom will bring a reward to all who take time to acquire it. You see, wisdom brings hope. It brings hope. Again, if your ability to predict the future causes you to be gloomy, you're abusing that gift. God wants to engender hope. Faith, hope, charity. God wants us to have that in our life. And wisdom brings a reward to us because it gives us that positive outlook on life. That's something that gives us a reason to want to get up in the morning. Yeah, things may be going rough right now, and maybe you're going through a cycle of pain. Maybe some things have happened that's going on. Maybe you have made some bad choices, or maybe some others have made some bad choices. Maybe God is polishing you a little bit right now. Maybe Satan is trying to test your faith. There's a number of reasons why bad things happen to good people. But the Bible tells us that if we will be wise enough to trust God, and if we will be wise enough to acquire wisdom, and how do we get wisdom? From praying and reading our Bible and coming to Bible preaching in church, that's where we get it. And if we'll take time to build that up, then that the reward is it's going to give us a whole different outlook on life. Wisdom. I want you to bow your head tonight.